It all started, funnily enough, with the Eastern Region, because they were running a train, and I can tell you the exact date, it was July the 16th, 1950, King's Cross to York, by the old route, in other words, not going through Grantham and Newark, but going round the houses, round the country route. And it was a commemorative trip called the Centenary Express, which I travelled on because I was interested, obviously, in the whole subject. And on that train was another chap travelling on his own, the Earl of North Esk. And the Earl of North Esk, Lord North Esk, was in very close cahoots with a chap called Tom Rolt, pretty famous name, I think, in railway preservation. And the two of them were on the point of taking over the Talith Lynn Railway, which of course they did in 1951. And we had in this conversation, we talked about all sorts of things all day long. He North Esk, was a railway enthusiast, and so was I. So we talked trains all day long. But a lot of it was narrow gauge about, which I knew nothing at all. And in the course of the conversation, at some point, I remember it ever so well, he, North Esk, said to me, he said, of course, the one we'd really like to have got our hands on, talking now about the railway, ones we'd really like to have got our hands on is the Festiniog, but it's too far gone and it's all tied up with legal problems. Well, I just took this aboard and thought, oh yes, I didn't take a great deal of notice of it. But about a year later, there was a meeting down in Bristol called, I believe, by, well, a schoolboy really, a chap about 17 years old, 18 years old, a chap called Leonard Heath Humphreys. And they had this meeting in Bristol, which was attended only by a handful of people, one of whom was a chap called Alan Garraway. And this word, the word got around that they'd had this meeting to try and revive the Festiniog. And I had a very close friend, a very old friend, name of Trevor Bailey, nothing whatever to do with cricketers or anything, but a very old school friend. And he informed me about this. I didn't know anything about this meeting. And when he mentioned the Festiniog Railway, the penny dropped, and I thought, oh, yes, this is the thing that North Esk was talking about, all tied up with legal problems, blah, blah, blah. So Trevor, my friend, he said, you know, well, do you think it's worth having a look at? So to cut a long story short, we did. We decided we'd go over to Wales and have a look at this Festiniog Railway.